Why do you have to wait for Windows Error Reporting to do its thing before restarting the crashed app? When Windows Error Reporting comes up and you, first of all, it asks you, it's like, hey, do you want to check for a solution? If you say, yes, I'd like to check for a solution, at that point it goes and contacts the backend servers. And one of the solutions, well, it's contacting the backend servers to see what developers have to say about this particular failure. And it could be that this is a failure that has been seen before and is not yet understood, in which case the response from the server is going to be, oh my goodness, somebody hit this bug. We've been waiting for somebody to hit this bug. Could you please capture some more information about the process and send it to us so we can understand what's going on? And so if Windows Error Reporting terminated the process right away, then it wouldn't be able to provide that extra information and the bug would still go, would still sit around saying, we don't understand what's going on, we can't get any more information, we don't understand how it happened, and therefore we don't know how to fix it. So one of the reasons why it keeps the process around is because one of the answers that comes back might be, could you please get some more information from this process? Like, could you go get the value of this global variable? We'd really like to know what that is because that will help us understand how you got into this state. And another reason why, and so you might say, well, in that case, fine, keep the old process around, but launch the new one right away so I can keep getting on with my work. The problem with that is a lot of applications are either single instance applications where the second copy comes up and it says, oh, I'm already running. I will merely send a message to the first copy and have him finish the rest of the work. And so the second copy is going to show up. It's going to see another copy of itself running and try to talk to it. And then get upset because it's ignoring him or not responding. It's sort of like, you know, you'd be kind of freaked out. You woke up one morning and looked over and sleeping in bed next to you is a dead copy of yourself. That's just, you know, doesn't work out well.